What's our temperature there, Patrick?
It's looking about 76.
You know, it's
up and down this morning.
But that bodes pretty well for us today. If it's a quarter of nine and we're at 76,
that's true. So, yeah, that's true.
I think that bodes pretty well. And did you hear how many adverbs he used? He said it's going to be mostly to occasionally partly sunny. Wow. I can't remember.
That's a professional weatherman right there.
I can't remember.
But you said, no.
I said it's going to be mostly and occasionally partly sunny. I mean, if you talk about a half full, half empty argument that could be made, if it's going to be mostly and occasionally partly sunny, then we could argue that it's going to be sometimes and briefly mostly cloudy.
That's just one step past, there's going to be weather today.
Yeah. He's sounding like the hippy dippy weatherman.
Yeah. He sounded like something. So. But we appreciate our guys.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. They get up early.
They
work for us.
They send us weather, and we make sure the checks don't bounce. So
that's right.
It works out well. And again,
the checks bounce, we'll get Bismarck weather.
So, really. Yeah. And again, to their credit, when we have had severe weather, they've been very proactive about calling us saying, look, this is headed your direction. We need to talk about it.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. In an effort to protect folks in the front seat during side impact crashes, Government Motors says it plans to, excuse me, they're General now. They paid back all that money.
Oh, that's right. They are. Be fair.
I saw the commercial. Yeah.
General Motors says it plans to introduce the industry's first front center airbag in three of its vehicles, starting with model year 2013.
Hmm. Front center?
The airbag would pop out from in between the driver and passenger seat.
Oh, to protect your console and all that.
protect the gear shifter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to spill that Diet Coke.
I guarantee you that would spill the Diet Coke is what it would do. Putting up a protective barrier between the two people, it is hoped that this airbag would provide an extra bit of protection in the event of a rollover.
Yeah, they're probably right. And, it would put a big balloon between, you and your passenger.
Well, and you figure that because, if it's side impacts, that way it keeps one person from being pushed into the other. So, if you bank at Bank of America, we've got some fantastic news for you.
What?
Your debit card is about to get a lot more expensive. Hooray! The bank intends to start charging many customers $5 a month if you use your debit card.
Yeah.
It's what the company says. It is an effort to offset new federal regulations limiting the fees it can charge merchants accepting the cards. The Dodd-Frank Act caps the swipe fees debit card users can charge merchants at 21 to 24 cents starting October 1st. Thank you, Chris Dodd. Thank you, Barney Frank. The formula previously used averaged, averaged 44 cents per transaction, and the change could skim $8 billion off the biggest U.S. bank's annual revenue. Bank of America says the change won't affect ATM rates and will not hit premium accounts or cards tied to its Merrill Lynch company. But again, if you are a steerage Bank of America customer, could start charging you, or it's going to start charging you $5 a month, $60 a year, a tank of gas just to use that check card that you have. So you got that going for you.
Well, there's a lot of merchants, even here in town, I've been to some that, because of the credit card fees and things like that, are, when you go to check out, I mean, they've already got you in the store. You're buying a product. But when you go to check out, you pull out your plastic, they'll remind you that there's a discount for using cash.
Right.
And they'll say that to you right then. And most of the time, I'll take that discount.
Well, sure, because it may be 5%.
Sure.
They're
like giving you money.
One thing, if you're spending $5, that's not that much. But if you've got $100 worth of merchandise out there,
really pretty smart because, obviously people take credit cards because, in the competitive world, they got to take credit cards because their competitors do, right? But it's pretty smart. Once they have you in the store and you're, at the checkout line, you're buying the product, then you say, hey, you save us the fee, we'll pass that saving on to you.
Yep.
Pretty good deal.
We know what The Onion is, correct?
Yes.
Satirical. Listen to me. It's been a long week.
Satanical.
Yeah, a satanical news website. No, satirical news website. If you don't know what The Onion is, they do the fake news. And most of the time, it's pretty funny stuff. But they did not get any laughs yesterday. They tweeted that there'd been a shooting at the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, really?
Things that you don't want to say, and talk about the online version of yelling fire in a crowded theater. Twitter users immediately responded by asking whether it was a joke or if the site had been hacked. The Onion office in New York confirmed the tweet was not a hack, saying, quote, this is satire, that's how it works, end quote. No, that's not satire. That's really not satire, by definition.
The tweet itself, in and of itself, was not. It was part of a much larger story that was actually on The Onion, but they didn't offer a link or any hashtags to suggest
really?
That it was not a joke.
Okay. Well, and I didn't know if you'd seen it or not.
Well, and the Capitol Police got on that pretty quick, saying everything's okay, we're looking into this, but nothing going on here.
Well, one person tweeted back, quote, I work at the Capitol, and I just yelled at my coworkers that there was gunfire. You scared the fill-in-the-blank word that we can't say on the radio out of me. So that's not ending well for them.
No.
Let's see here. Again, it's Friday. We're clearing stuff off the desk.
Yeah.
Because if we keep it till Monday, it's going to be it's going to be even more staler.
Well, so, I've got some interesting stuff for you.
Good.
And since we've been talking about coffee a lot, what was it, yesterday? That was National Coffee Day?
Yes.
We're talking about drinking our coffee in pots today.
I'm enjoying some right now. So.
If you feel you're addicted to coffee, and it doesn't really take much to get off it. Yeah, you get some headaches occasionally, but if you can go without coffee for about 2 weeks, what that does is actually reset your coffee or your caffeine meter. Because most people have a baseline of how groggy or not groggy they do or don't feel. And when you start drinking coffee, it perks you up. After regular use, your baseline drops to where you need coffee just to get you back up to where you used to be every morning. So that's why you need the coffee each morning. If you can go without it for about 2 weeks, you can break that dependency.
I think they told us the same thing about cocaine when I was in elementary school.
Well, that's how coffee feels sometimes to me.
I'm pretty sure that
not that I've had cocaine.
No, well, me either, but I'm pretty sure that's what our drug awareness class taught us in elementary school.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but I enjoy the taste of coffee, so I don't mind being addicted to the caffeine.
What school did you go to? they were having cocaine education.
But if coffee's
got to be tough to be where I'm from.
If coffee's lost that perk for you, just go without it for about 2 weeks, and it'll start to pep you up again once you get to use it.
And then you'll be flitting around like a hummingbird.
Yeah.
Golly, they just told us, you know, don't hang around the Elmer's glue tube, you know.
It's a different world.
That's about it, you know.
It's a different world in Northeast Texas.
That's right. Put the cap back on the Elmer's.
Really.
Our little Johnny will go home in a daze.
Yeah, if all your kids are doing is the Elmer's, you know, then that's the worst thing you got to worry about. You're probably in Alamo Heights nowadays.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. They'll be happy like the fish, like Jennifer said.
Is that a great line?
That's great. It really was. I'm sitting in here laughing. I'm laughing at the water chick.
We just need to get her. We just need to have her on the show. You know, I don't know what we'd have her do, but just have her pepper in her commentary. So, but you know, she's got a family. She'd have to get out of bed really early. Florida authorities have arrested a trio of dental hygiene heisters. They're accused of stealing $3 million worth of electric toothbrushes and whitening strips from more than 60 retail stores. Let that sink in for a minute. $3 million.
Oh, man. Of just whitening strips?
No, electric toothbrushes and whitening strips.
Oh, okay. I guess there's a black market for that? There's a black market for whitening strips?
A black market for whitening strips, yeah. Now they brought a stain on the black market.
Yeah, I love that.
Brian Hegman and... you're welcome.
That's right.
Brian Hegman and Lauren Ann Healy are believed to have done the stealing.
Yeah.
A pawn shop manager, Rick on Pawn Stars is unavailable for comment, was arrested for helping unload the goods. Apparently, the toothbrushes were sold over the Internet. I'm glad they clarified that those toothbrushes were sold over the Internet, because I'm thinking, who goes to a pawn shop to buy a toothbrush?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, hey, I'm looking for a
guitar. Yeah, that's right. Barely used.
I'm looking for a guitar, maybe a firearm, something like that. Honey, it's a used toothbrush.
Right next to the underwear.
Yeah. It's
new to me.
Makes perfect sense. We got some used mattresses out back. You want to take a look at them while you're here?
The King and Queen invite you to choose your own adventure this year at the 37th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival, presented by Bud Light. Join us for 8 magically themed weekends and Thanksgiving Friday, October 8th through November 27th. Catch hundreds of daily performances, along with games and activities for kids of all ages. Feast on international cuisine and explore our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Wood Forest National Bank and online at TexRenFest.com. The Texas Renaissance Festival and Bud Light. Choose your own adventure.
Why is Aggieland Business Park the smart choice for companies in the Brazos Valley? Because Jim Jett is ready to build your new facility to your exact specifications at a price you can afford. At Aggieland Business Park, you'll be less than 2 miles from the A&M Health Science Center, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. 1 mile past the airport on FM 60, there's over 100 acres of prime real estate where you can make your dream a reality. Call Jim today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just
$99.88. $99.88? Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
It will be the 68th time that the two will meet on the football field. Aggie fans, don't miss the Southwest Classic. A&M and Arkansas at Cowboy Stadium. It's October 1st. Tickets start at $85. Go to AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. Texas A&M and Arkansas, Cowboy Stadium, October 1st.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Robert Roberts about hypnosis in the Brazos Healing Center. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea at brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
854, News Talk 1620, WTAW, on the doorstep of the weekend. Going to be a nice one, too. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2WAY, 775-2WAY. That's 2929. Hidden high today of about 90. And but again, as we said a moment ago, we're only at about 76 right now, which has it looking pretty pleasant for most of the morning and most of the day. I really think this is going to be a drive around with the windows down type weekend. Clear skies tonight, low is in the mid to upper 50s. And again, once that sun goes down, heading out to Merrill Green Stadium, watch the Rutter Rangers and a little homecoming action. Uh-huh. You might even want some long sleeves, if not just have a jacket handy, something like that.
So it's not going to be 100 today like yesterday.
No, yesterday was downright miserable.
Yeah, it was.
It was just awful. And I say this as someone who, you know, we appreciate everybody that has to work outside, but my work does not require that all the time. But, when I went outside yesterday afternoon, I was like, this is just awful.
Mm-hmm.
We could get down to 55 Saturday night. We could get down to 55 again Sunday night. We could get down to 53 Monday night. And, starting this weekend, we don't see, at least according to the National Weather Service, we don't see high temperatures without an 8 in front of them. So no 9s. So
hey, I got a story here.
What you got?
Just saw it.
Hmm?
A coach at a junior varsity football team in Marcellus, New York, have you heard this?
Hmm.
Has been suspended for making his players lie down in a central New York cemetery after a loss in the effort to motivate them.
And his reasoning was?
The superintendent of the Marcellus School District said that Jim Marsh had been suspended for 2 weeks without pay. Marsh was returning from a loss after Saturday when he had the bus pull over at a cemetery and told the players to lie down on the graves. The coach then talked to them about the importance of playing hard. Marsh apologized to his players and their parents during a meeting Thursday night, telling them he was just trying to inspire the team by borrowing from a scene in Remember the Titans. Was there a similar scene in Remember the Titans?
I have to confess.
I saw that movie.
As big of a fan as I am of football, I have not seen that movie. So.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Actually, I can tell you almost verbatim, at least according to my interpretation of what you just told me, of what he said.
Uh-huh.
It's the bus ride home.
Right.
It's a JV team. They're kids. And as I said earlier on this show, you know, Bob Ballard at Bryan High has told me a bunch of times that, you know, kids forget. It stays with the coaches. And so what happened, I would be willing to bet, is they were cutting up. They do what 15-year-old kids do. They're cutting up. They're having a good time on the way home. And he said, you know what?
You sure are playing with more life back there on the back of that bus right now. Why couldn't you have done that on the field a minute ago? You were dead out there on that field. You played like a bunch of dead people. Look, there's a cemetery. Pull over. You want to play like a dead team? We'll go out there and we'll put you amongst the dead people and see how much you do then.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you weren't my coach.
I told you.
Oh, man. I'd have thrown up every game.
I can channel an angry coach at the drop of a hat. Just like I can channel coachisms. We got to keep chopping wood. We got to keep loving each other. You boys, you give 110%. And I know half the teams that play today lost, but by golly, you go out there and you keep loving each other. Man, we're going to win. Boys have got a lot of heart. That always means the team sucks, by the way. If any coach ever says that the team has a lot of heart, that means their team is just awful. Mark my words.
Indeed.
But that's what he said. I guarantee you that's what happened.
You're probably right.
But still, even then, I don't think you want to make him go lie down in a cemetery. That's
not
going to end
well. You know, he's going 2 weeks without pay now.
I'm surprised he didn't get fired. So,
yeah.
On this date in history.
I love this part.
I would wager. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back to this one. First of all, very quickly, 1982, 1960, a couple of big series debuts. Cheers debuted on this date in 82. This date in 1960, the Flintstones debuted.
Where nobody knows your name.
That's right. This date in 1955, James Dean killed in a car accident.
Oh.
This date in 1938, Neville Chamberlain predicted peace for our time after that Munich conference with that little funny mustache guy in Germany. How'd that go? Mm-hmm. World War II began less than a year later. And arguably outside, I think the technology of the internet may make the internet, if you will, the single greatest invention of our time. And I'm talking of all time. But I think what is still, it's not quite there yet, because what is still there is the invention of the printing press. Nothing revolutionized our world like the invention of the printing press. And it was on this date in 1452, the first section of the Gutenberg Bible was printed from movable type. There you are. You got 40 seconds.
There you go. At the movies this weekend, there's something called The Dead. It's gets a 71.
It's about a JV football team laying down in the cemetery.
Yeah.